In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, Peter was teaching and speaking to and proclaiming the gospel to the people of Jerusalem. Now, let's be quite clear. And of course, there were also other visitors there for the feast. But let us be clear exactly who the people of Jerusalem were. These were the same people who had welcomed Jesus into the city with the kingly procession, Hosanna to the Son of David, and then, a few hours later, had said, crucify him, give us Barabbas. They had either actively or passively consented to the crucifixion of Jesus. And so when Peter said to them, let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified, he made quite clear to them what they had done. Now, one of the ways that we know that, you know, they accepted responsibility was, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the other apostles, what are we to do, my brothers? And they had really three choices. They could have gone on as before, just go, oh, that's nice, and went about their business. Or they could have, in despair, destroyed themselves, as Judas the Iscariot did. Or, now this is the right way to do, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because when Jesus died upon the cross, he even died for those who called out, crucify him, give us Barabbas. Jesus dies for us not because we are perfect, but because we are sinners. And when we are convicted of our sin, we have that threefold choice. We can just keep sinning, or we can despair and say, oh, I'm damaged goods. God's never going to forgive me. What I've done is more powerful than God, which is a really stupid thing to do. Or we can repent, be baptized. If you've already been baptized, go to confession. And receive forgiveness for our sins. That's what God intended, for us to receive forgiveness for our sins. And so never despair. Even if you fail in sin, realize that if Jesus forgave those who crucified him, he'll forgive you too. Now, one more thing. Why didn't Mary Magdalene recognize Jesus? Well, there are some theologians who say that it's because the risen Christ is different from what he was before, that he somehow looks different. It's possible, but I don't really buy it. I don't think we need to go that far. She was crying. You ever try to see someone when you're crying? And then particularly when you're distraught, and also when you're not expecting to see someone, not really looking at them. Oh, that's the gardener. I'm just crying. That's why she didn't recognize him, because she had closed her mind and her heart to the possibility that he had been risen from the dead. And she was absolutely certain that someone had taken the body. But when she heard the words of the Lord, heard his voice, then she believed and knew exactly who it was, and then took the wonderful message of the resurrection to the apostles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.